5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition sequence start.
This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1, 2, 3.
Go. Life Matters, a 5-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin. Hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you, get ready.
And now,
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
Good morning. Welcome
good morning.
To Life Matters.
How are you?
I am good.
Good.
I'm exhausted.
I'm a little tired.
Well, you've been, quote, up north.
I have. And I came down south.
Mm-hmm. I've had the...
this morning for this, and I'm going back up north.
I had the... Really?
Yeah.
Aw.
Hunting season. I only get a week. Well, 9 days, actually.
Yeah, so what's the time frame? Like, what's... I don't know.
Started yesterday at 6:30-ish, depending on what part of the state you're in. And it goes through Sunday night, next Sunday.
Okay.
So 9 days.
Over basically. Is it always over Thanksgiving?
Yes. It's always the weekend before Thanksgiving. Until the weekend after. And then occasionally there'll be extra seasons.
You know,
like a holiday hunt, stuff like that. That's the DNR. I don't know.
Why do they make it over Thanksgiving where you have to go hunt and then come home for Thanksgiving and then go back? Like, why don't they just have it the week before or the week after? So it's just one solid week that you don't have to.
As far back as I can remember, I think it's always been that time frame. Why? I have no idea. I'm just happy I can go. I'm happy I live in a country. I have the freedom to go hunt.
Oh, this is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
Well, I enjoy it. And it's, for us, it's more than hunting. It's a family reunion.
Right.
You know, and our family's getting smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But we get my uncles, who are the second generation on the property, are up there. My brother and I, number three, my sons come up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, what, four?
Right.
And now Jackson's coming up. That's five. So that's
Jackson's
five generations
going?
Up. Yeah, he usually goes.
Aww.
So we'll have five. Well, we'll have four generations up there, but five generations on the property, which is
that's
really cool. Yeah.
You got to take a picture of that. Like, do you have somebody take a picture of the five generations of.
Yeah, we do.
Like in front
there
of
is
the cabin
a picture.
Like, you have to have some pictures.
There's
of
a picture with my Uncle Randy, who owns the property now. Myself, Zachary, and Jackson.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
My grandfather has long passed away.
Yeah.
So
that's
the
cool.
Four of us are there, yeah. Yeah, it is. It's not a lot of people can say that. I've been very fortunate.
Yeah.
I know where I'm hunting every year.
Right.
You know, and it's been that way my entire life.
What makes a good hunting season besides, like, actually getting something? But, like, weather, what?
You mean as far as for success of the hunt?
Right.
It's preparation.
Yeah.
You don't, I mean, there's people that get lucky that go out to the woods and shoot a deer and go home. But there's a lot of scouting around. You know, you need to know how the deer travel. What environment are you hunting in?
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of on an island. We're surrounded by fields. And the area around us isn't hunted very heavy. So deer don't, they're not forced to move around.
Right.
And the property that we have don't give the deer any water. We don't have any ponds or creeks or anything on it. So we are a good bedding area and kind of a safe haven because they can hide in there. But that forces us to ambush hunt. So we need to be patient. We need to be quiet. And we need to know how they're traveling.
Do you have cameras up there? Do you?
No. We, one year, when Steve,
the old-fashioned way?
When Steve still hung out with us, he brought cameras up a few times,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to check what we had moving around. But I kind of like doing it the way we do it. It's
right.
The way we've always hunted. You get out there, you look around. You look for rubs, you look for scrapes, you look for sign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to me, it's just more fun that way.
Well, that's,
you know, it's
way.
A challenge.
Yeah.
You've got to be in the right place at the right time, and then you have to make an accurate shot.
Plus, I mean, and the cameras are only good for when you're not there.
Well, yeah, it'll tell you, like it'll tell you the travel habits of the
right.
animal. And they pretty much stay on schedule, so that adds to your success. But the strangest little things can change your hunt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been fortunate over the years to have been able to watch deer without shooting them because
right.
of tags or whatever.
Right.
And it's a riot watching them scare themselves. I have seen deer jump off and take off for no reason, and then come back, you know, within a minute or so right. to, you know, go for acorns or whatever they're chewing on. But yeah, so the littlest thing can change their path. That's why there's so many trails.
Right. So, interesting.
But yeah, it's fun. It's fun to watch them. Beautiful animal.
Is it just deer season right now, or is there other animals?
Well, yeah, small game.
Okay.
I think duck is still active too, but I've never duck hunted before. My family did. My grandfather, my father, and my Uncle Bob hunted a lot. Went out duck hunting all the time. We just
about beavers.
Never went. No. Nope, never beaver hunted. Never trapped them either.
That's just me.
Well, I can understand why. And you're right. They should have trapped that thing out right away.
Yeah. So this backstory is that we've had this beaver at the end of the property that we live on in the trailer hood. And we tried to tell them that they needed to trap that beaver and take it to a different location. And nobody did it. Nobody did it. And it's the property's managed by a property management company. And they didn't do it. They didn't do it. And it's been eating
trees.
And now it finally got down to the tree that was right on the water's edge at my house and chewed it. Like, it took 2 days and it was just gone. Like, it's almost gone.
Yeah.
And I'm not thrilled.
No.
To say the least. It was the only tree on that lot. And it, like I said, it was right there by the water. It was super pretty. The root system is helping to
keep the shoreline.
Yeah. Not allow the shoreline to erode so quick. And so I'm pretty ticked off about it, but that's not the only thing I'm ticked off at them about anyway. So
also the unseen consequences of their damming, because what property are they flooding out? They're flooding an area for a reason. They want a habitat to live in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not familiar enough with your property to know which way the water's flowing, but they're flooding either on the lakeside or the other side, probably the other side, but that could be coming into your yard if they're that close.
Yeah, so they're down the street. I mean, but it's a lake, and it's...
Yeah, but they're using those trees
moving
to dam something up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, their house got bigger.
Oh, yeah. They built huge
houses. And there's got to be like 4 or 5 of them now. But mm-hmm. we just, you know, and then I said, you know, I asked, and they said, well, we spent a lot of time with the DNR and a lot of money this summer, and the final decision was that the beavers have to stay. And I'm like, I find it hard to believe that the DNR said you have to let these beavers stay here and destroy this property. And that, yeah. I mean, aren't there professional trappers?
Oh, yeah.
There are people that do this for a living.
Right. Yeah,
but
when you get the DNR involved.
Now it's reached my property, so. Well, yeah, why would you even get the DNR involved? Why wouldn't you just trap it and move it legally? It's legal.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing. So.
Yeah, I don't know all the guidelines on trapping, but yeah. You can trap.
It's because these people are idiots.
Well, yeah, but DNR and water, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
You lose those fights every time. They're crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I can't believe that first of all, let me just say this. I don't believe that the DNR said this.
No, I don't
could
either.
Probably call the DNR and they'd be like, what are you talking about? Okay, so... Because these people are gaslighters. It's incredible how much they lie. I don't understand why they had to make it so much more difficult. And I have serious doubts that the DNR said, yes, let them chew down all of the trees. And like you said, dam something up.
Right.
There's no possible way that the DNR thought that that was better for nature.
Yeah.
Than putting the beavers somewhere where they could naturally live and do what they needed to do with no damage, because there are plenty of places for that. But no, now the trailer hood has a family of beavers who are going around the edge of the lake and chewing down all of the trees, and we just have to deal with it.
Yeah, which is going to wreck the shoreline.
Exactly.
It's going to erode.
Yeah.
Because there's no root system there.
Yeah. So
Start planting hostas.
I'm not, you know what I'm doing? Moving.
Probably safer.
I want to fix her upper. Well, I'm also bored because now these two places are done, and I really don't. I mean, they're not done, but just tiny little details that need to be taken care of that we'll get to or not.
Done enough.
But Yeah, and now I'm bored. I need a new fixer-upper. So that's what we're... We almost had one.
Yeah, that would have been a cool house.
Yeah, and somebody...
There's one just up the road.
I think it's out of my price range.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Unless
that's
you guys are
going to
move in
business.
With us.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't either. Mm. So, hey, you build that second story, we can move in with you.
Hey, that's not happening either.
Speaking of upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Silvestri joins us next. He is the owner of Magpies, right? Den and Pen, Fat Cats, and probably in the future a whole lot of other stuff, because this guy knows what he's doing.
And he seems busy.
Oh, he's really busy.
Like,
that's okay.
That project's almost done. I got an edit.
It keeps him out of trouble, just like me.
Yeah.
Like I know. Keeps
I like
him off
to sit
street.
Back and admire for a little bit.
Right.
I'm not a businessman.
No.
But, you know, like when I build something, I like to admire it.
No, he likes to build it and then move on to build something else. So, but he's going to join us because Magpies has a very cool, intimate dining setting going mm-hmm. on this winter. And he's here to tell us all about it. Super, super cool. Plus everything else is going on at Magpies and Fat Cats this winter. So Anthony's going to join us right after this on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
You're in a lot of trouble.
I wasn't paying attention.
Lucky for you. The FCC will not be calling because I...
You have no proof.
Did not turn your microphone on. So welcome to Life Matters with... Anthony Silvestri this morning. Hello, sir.
How are you?
I'm good.
We're good.
Wonderful.
Control yourself.
It's butt crack of dawn, but we're
trying.
Okay. We're okay. So Anthony and Ty own Magpies, Den and Pen, and it's here in downtown Lake Geneva. And if you haven't been there, well, then I don't know what you're thinking, right? Yeah, like whatever. Well, you should have been there at one of our Halloween parties. We've done Halloween parties there for the last 2 years, and it's just a spectacular place. Magpies used to be, we were just talking about this, Magpies used to be the boardroom, and then it changed to something else, and then it was Carvetti's for a long time, mm-hmm. and then it was closed for a long time. And anyway, and so Anthony bought it, as well as Fat Cats. Gutted both places and have just completely turned them into...
Yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah, great
good
places.
Good food, good service, right. A lot of fun.
Right. So Anthony has a new idea. Now, just when we thought this whole igloo thing in the wintertime was, you know, was super, super cool, you know, of course, Magpies has to one-up everybody. And you, this winter, are taking reservations for people for... This barrel experience.
It's called the Frosted Barrel Experience.
Frosted Barrel Experience. Okay, so tell everybody about this. I can't describe it, so you're going to have to. It's just so cool.
So, I mean, we did used to have the igloos, but they're kind of a nightmare for people to sit in and keep them warm and stuff like
right.
that.
Right, so, it's hard.
My mom sent me a picture one day of this barrel people were sitting in having dinner in Steamboat, Colorado, and I was scratching my head like, man, I want to make one of those. Long story short, started looking online and was like, oh, crap, that's a sauna barrel.
Oh.
So they're actually sauna barrels that we retrofitted with benches and tables for a dining experience, and they all have a window on the back.
Right.
So you can overlook the White River and stuff like that. And it's just kind of like a cool experience, and it's basically like a big wine barrel or bourbon barrel,
right.
basically. So we
Who doesn't want to hang out in a barrel?
I don't know.
They're super warm. During our test run with some people, they actually had to have the door or keep the door open a little
really?
Bit. So that's a good sign.
That's cool.
When
yeah.
it's cold
well,
out.
They look really cool on the inside, too.
They do. They do. I'm excited. I know Tom and I are going to come over, and Amy and Ty, and we're gonna do dinner there as soon as our schedules mesh. But I don't know. This guy's got to go like up north all the time.
Looking forward
and,
to it. Well,
do stuff.
Hunting season. I
don't even know what up north means.
We've
talked
had
about
that
this
discussion.
Before.
I mean, it could be like 30 minutes north.
Nope.
I know.
Be 4 hours north.
This is like, I have no idea. I know. I have no idea. He could be going to Elkhorn for all I know. So, I mean, from here, you live up
south.
North. That's true. Anyway, so the Frosted Barrel Experience. Mm-hmm. Frosted. Can you do this all week long, or Can you eat in it? Can you make a reservation?
7 days a week.
Okay. Okay. But then there's one night a week that's super special because you have an incredible chef working for you. And you guys came up with some big plans as far as meals and things like that in those barrels. And it's super, super special. Tell us about that, too.
So every Friday through December, January, February, at 7 o'clock is the time slot. So it's 7 to 9, and then the customers can stay in the barrel as long as they want afterwards. We waive the barrel fee, like the rental fee. It's a 5-course prefix menu. The menu's online right now. My chef has got a ton of different accolades. He's done a number of different things.
Wasn't he on a show? He was on one of the shows.
He was actually on Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen, that's right.
He was one of the finalists in 2006. So I think that was season 5. And has done a couple other things and a bunch of other things. But he's created these menus, and we're doing one time slot, 12 people, 12 to 14 depending. But we would rather have 4 people in a barrel because we have it's fully plated dinner.
Yeah.
We're testing it out tonight, actually, which is going to be fun. But it's going to be a really cool experience, I think, for people. Just something for different people to do. There's, really nothing like it, to be honest.
No.
But I think when we posted it online, though, I think a lot of their confusion is they saw the menu, but they don't. Sometimes people don't read all the verbiage. They're just like, straight to the pictures, which I do the same thing. but every day, Monday through Friday, or Monday through Sunday, starting at 11, 2-hour time slots.
Okay.
You can book them. The only one is just Friday night at 7 o'clock is the prefix menu.
Meal.
Every month we're going to change the menu.
Oh, sweet. Cool.
And then we'll have a different menu for New Year's Eve, one for Valentine's Day, all of our favorite Hallmark holiday.
Right.
And then...
And you're outside in the winter in Wisconsin.
You know what?
Eating.
I think it's so much better, like you said, than the igloos because...
Well, they're plastic.
Yeah. And you're right.
Wood.
It was so hard to keep warm, but... These are cozy. They're like, I don't know. They're cozy and they're bigger than they look on a picture. Like you have to see them because
they're much bigger.
Yeah, but how many do you have out there?
3 currently.
Okay, all right.
There'll be more next year.
Okay, I think it's great. Have you had reservations? Are people making reservations? Are they calling?
Yeah,
the
phone's been ringing pretty heavily, which is nice.
And no matter what, you can't just go in and say, hey, we want a barrel.
If it's open,
okay.
Yeah, sure.
You can ask.
Right, right.
You just try to keep the time slot. I mean, if it's outside of when, because they usually start, it's like 11 to 1, 1 to 3, 3 to 5, 5 to 7, 7 to 9. Because if you start breaking it up, then it allows the servers and stuff like that. And then it's a 2-hour slot, but it's an hour and 45 minutes because we need 10 minutes to...
Right.
Turn it over. And stuff like
that. Well, you want to stay in your routine, too.
Right.
You start mixing it up, you can't schedule it, you don't know how long people are going to be there.
So you get 2 hours.
Then if you want to at night, which is the fun thing, is a lot of my buddies were like, what if we just want to go in there and drink after the kitchen closes and play cards or something and euchre or whatever. Or play. I actually got some checkers and chess sets, too, for people to just hang out in there. But there's a small fee for that just because there's a lot of things that are involved in it.
Well, yeah, you have to pay for them. See, people forget that. This is like what we talked about.
They are there to make money with.
Right. We've talked about the pharmaceutical industry,
Right.
Insulin. Yes, now we can charge less for it, But the first time, the first dose cost millions and millions of dollars. Same thing here. When you first invest in something, you have to pay for it before you make money off of it. So business is business. We talked a little bit about that off the air. You're a really good businessman. I have noticed this. You think about things way differently than a lot of other people. And that's what makes these places successful. And it's ideas like this that keep you at the top of your game because...
I think the biggest thing is when it comes down to stuff like that is, and you look at some very successful business people around the lake as well, and it's one of the biggest things that you see is you never stop improving. Is once you stop improving, then it goes stagnant and kind of with the barrels. And nothing against the igloos. For me, they just didn't work very well. I mean, Mars, they have their igloos. They do a very nice job of it. Pier 290 has their new bubble things, and they're on the water. They do a great job with it. I actually had a talk with Bill Gage about my barrels, and we sat down and just chatted the other day because he was asking questions about them. But, yeah, I mean,
yeah,
it's you just always have to, it's about creating an experience for people, especially during the holidays, and we do have Santa's sleigh coming.
Ooh.
It's a life-size sleigh that like, you can come and take pictures in the back by our 16-foot Christmas tree and all that stuff.
Aww.
Nice. Yeah, so it's something fun for families to do.
What else do you have going on in the holiday over the holidays? What are you guys doing for New Year's Eve?
I'm not 100% sure yet. I know we are going to do a prefix menu in the barrels, but we're also going to do like a higher-end menu for that night off of our normal like bar fare.
Sure.
And just the party. Obviously, we don't have to close, but for like 30 minutes.
Right.
And then, our three-year anniversary for Magpies is on the 20th of December, so it actually falls on a Friday. So it's going to be we do an ugly sweater party, like an anniversary party, customer appreciation. So it kind of, we're going to have a nice big party right before Christmas for that. Should be fun.
Yeah, you're going to do that all at once. I may or may not have written a commercial about that.
Oh.
It's the sweater-versary party.
Mm-hmm.
So bring your ugliest sweater. And, yeah, you normally kind of have two little celebrations, but this is going to be one great big celebration for – I can't believe it's been 3 years.
Me either.
I know. Your time probably has gone
very
fast.
Well,
when
you're that busy, it flies by.
Right, right. And then the ugly sweater – Christmas party that they normally have. So, I mean, it's just going to be a big deal. Do we know who's entertaining? DJ. We have a DJ,
yeah,
right?
DJ Mantis is.
Yeah, he's good. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So, you'll be able to sign up for packages for New Year's Eve, right?
Yep.
Once you guys figure that out, you can already call and make reservations for the barrels.
You can call and make reservations for any of them. I don't have them online to make reservations yet because it's... Sometimes it's easier just talking to somebody.
Oh, well,
too.
Sure.
And they can ask questions and get the menu.
Mm-hmm.
They can also send us an email or go through the website and do a, you know, just a contact us request.
Right.
Or on Facebook or whatever. I have a policy that 24 hours is a no-go zone for communication.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do it within 24 hours. So makes it, it's nice to be able to talk to people. I think it's more guest service friendly.
Well, definitely. Yeah, people are, you know.
I would rather talk to people.
Right. They're inundated with electronic and no contact type.
There's no emotion in the conversation.
Right,
and you
right.
can't get the simple questions answered quickly.
Unless right. you're talking to AI, the little bot on the side.
Bleh.
No. No thanks.
No. I'm totally against AI in my industry, in the music industry, because there'll never be anything new. And you think about it, AI is just a copy of something else.
I don't know if AI could, like, mimic you, really.
No, definitely not.
Too much going on over there.
Right, yeah. That is true. And I hate it that you know me that well. So
I'd like to see him do a dog race.
AI?
Yeah. That would be
funny.
Just
saying, there's some, you know, we'll talk about that later. But, yeah, it's the fact is that Magpies and Fat Cats both have been completely turned around into places that the city can be proud of and have high expectations and have those met as far as service and the location and all the upgrades you've done. I mean, the outside in the summertime at Magpies is just gorgeous. I mean, it's so much fun.
Oh,
the
that back
atmosphere.
Area?
Yeah.
Yeah, what floors me is the versatility of it. All the different things you do back there.
Yeah.
It's like it constantly changes. There's a stage 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got the barrels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then there's a patio.
Mm-hmm. It's just nice.
Pretty cool.
We try to keep it fun. Couldn't do it without the help of my staff and.
Of course not.
Ty and my business partner.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Ty, hello. She's yeah.
Well, nobody she's does this like, stuff know. On their own. It's always there's always a machine in the background.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's a mother mellow old guy.
Yeah, she well, she puts the woman's touch to it, and that's, you know, that kind of stuff you also need because
she basically did all of Fat Cats.
Yeah.
She designed it.
Mm-hmm.
I took her design and
smart
created it and put some of my own spins to it though.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. No, it's cool.
Those are where the arguments start.
That's right. I know. My husband and I flipped houses. We're lucky to still be married. Well, if he didn't travel for a living, we wouldn't be married. Oh, so, God. Just saying.
Poor guy.
Hey, you know. So, the Frosted Barrel Experience at Magpies. Just call somebody and talk to them about it. The whole staff knows exactly what to say, and if not, they will get you somebody that will answer the questions. The Friday night menus, that's going to be fixed until the whole time? Once a month, you said. They're changing once a month.
Yeah, once a month, 7 o'clock on Fridays, starting December 6th, because Chef is out of town during Thanksgiving to spend with his family.
Okay, fine.
I know. But tonight we're doing our trial run on it. Mm-hmm. So you'll actually see, we'll be posting pictures of the dishes and stuff like that so people can see like what they're actually getting. And then you'll see how the barrel experience kind of works. We'll take some videos and things like that. And then there's that. And then just come in and, you know, eat off our normal menu and hang out with your family and friends and stuff.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not a bad thing there.
No, not at all.
And that's way different than before, too. I don't know. You've just done such a great job. And you guys are so involved in the community. And it's just nice. It's just nice to have both places up and running the way they are.
And above and beyond that, too, the atmosphere. I mean, you take your family in there, your kids.
Oh, yeah.
And sit down and have a decent meal.
Yeah.
And have a good time. Yeah. Not have to worry about anything.
It's got to be kid-friendly. Except when they start climbing the fences, then you're like, okay. But no, we have in the summer
well, that's
we have
just
why
your
the
kids.
Parents have to be there.
Yeah. Right.
We have just the your bag kids. Games, Connect Four, foosball.
Yeah.
Beer pong for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
With water.
Right.
Beer pong for the kids.
Well, we're doing some more improvements for next year as well and some other games.
Yeah. How's the food truck going?
It's going well.
Yeah.
Actually, Alpine Valley asked us to come and do, so we back up. We actually feed the staff.
Nice.
So they asked us to come do every event for them and feed the staff.
That's cool.
The staff enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We'll change the menu for them and stuff. Well, the food truck doesn't go out to many festivals anymore. We actually prefer to do private parties, and we enjoyed doing those for locals.
Mm-hmm.
We try to stay around the lake as much or, you know, within a, not around the lake, but in the area, general area.
Sure.
And do anywhere from, we do a bunch of the stuff for the schools, but graduation parties, birthday parties. Yeah. But we can do basically anything off that, too. We did a 75-person four-course meal with filet and scallops and stuff like that for the Murals in Motion project in one of the alleys.
Yeah, I remember that.
On the food truck.
Oh, my gosh.
So the sky's the limit. I have a friend that she wants us to do her daughter's wedding for 200 people, which... We can do it. You just got to set it up right.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. I didn't realize you guys could do that.
And they're a lot of fun.
Kind of, yeah.
I was at a wedding with a food truck a few years ago, and it was nice to have the flexibility.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to wait in line, go eat when you want to eat.
Right. We could do it plated. So the one she wants to do is the lady wants to do it like either buffet style or plated, and then at night we literally turn the food truck over and can do late night eats type of thing. Texas toast grilled cheese cheese curds, mini pizza, something.
That's cool.
Little tacos.
I like the food truck because it's an opportunity to do a number of different things that we can't do in a restaurant because our kitchen's so small, which we're hoping to expand it in the next year here. Then we could have total versatility. But
good God, what are you going to do? Go up? You've used all your space.
Out the back. The back south, east side, which doesn't get used by customers. It's just stuff.
Back side of the bar.
I've seen that. Yeah. Right. Well, again, there are so many things that Magpies does. I don't think people realize how many things, you guys can do over there between there and Fat Cats. Then you add the food truck in. Now we've got the barrels.
I can't wait for the barrels.
I know. Well, we would go if you weren't hunting or
it's
whatever
not all
you
on
were
me.
Doing.
Yeah, I got to get back there, too.
Anthony, when somebody wants to make a reservation and call Magpies to talk to a human being, what number do they call?
262-249-2302.
Or just say, Siri, call Magpies Den and Pen. And Siri will do that for you, and you will talk to a human being.
Right, or stop by and have lunch. Have a beer or other refreshment and
always
make a reservation there.
Yep. It's amazing. Pick your barrel. It's just been fun to watch, too, by the way, because we do love to watch. You know, we do a lot of business with a lot of small businesses, right? And sometimes you can just tell right at the beginning that this is on shaky ground. We have never felt like that with Magpies. You had a vision. You and Ty executed it. You guys and, you know, your team is incredible. And you're very safety conscious. The place is safe. The place is clean. The place has great food. The atmosphere is nice and calm. And even on a Saturday night at midnight, you know, you are your eyes are on it all. And the safety and, like I said, and then you do the food. And it's just delicious. And so it's really been fun to watch Magpies grow. And now with the addition of Fat Cats, and I'm going to be willing to bet that there is another huge growth period coming up really soon for you.
There's something we have going.
I figured. There always is. Your wheels never stop turning.
Give it 6 weeks.
Yep. Well, you got to call and tell us what it is.
Yeah.
All right. You got to let us know what it is. But like I said, it's a real value to have Magpies in the community because you guys are just awesome. And
we appreciate it.
No, we
do. A lot of work, but
it has been fun.
Obviously worth it.
Yeah, totally has been a lot of work. We've watched.
And we do it for the community, and that's not a joke. Like, I mean, with community needs places to go. The people need places to go and have fun, and it's our goal when we did it was just to create a space that people can just go and enjoy themselves and hang out and, you know, have a decent menu.
Right.
You know, we're not a 5-star, you know, high-end dining restaurant, but, you know, now we are for 2 hours a week.
Right.
But,
2 hours a week. It's okay.
Well, but yeah, just creating that fun atmosphere. And
when you're going to a place with great food and they're saying it's going to get better.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's going to be off the charts.
Yeah. It's just fun. Magpies, Den and Pen, and stop by the brand new Fat Cats. It's very cool, too. Very, very cool. I love the open window in front, quite frankly.
I love that, too.
Very, very cool. That is so different and so awesome.
They pumped the heat the other day. I turned the heat up a little bit, and they opened it, and it was like 45 degrees outside. People were loving it.
I bet.
Oh, yeah. A couple ladies were sitting there in their jackets like, oh, no, we're good. This is just fun. It's fresh air.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, last time I was in Fat Cats, I was breaking up a fight.
I'm sure you were.
I got to stop there and see what the real place looks like.
Right.
It's having a time. Because, you know, I'm so busy.
I know you are busy. Yeah.
Going up north.
Up north, air quotes. I don't know where up north is.
It's all a state of mind.
That's right. I think it is.
Everybody's got their own border.
I think it is. North. Well, Anthony, hug that baby for me. Cutie. Ooh, can't stand it. And say hello to Ty. And again, you guys have done an awesome job. Looking forward to spending some time in that barrel as soon as Tom can, you know, stay in town for 30 seconds. I'm just kidding. It was my schedule.
I had no idea.
It was actually my schedule. It was screwed
up.
So.
But I'll take the run of it.
Right. Yeah, you will. Anyway,
we'll do it soon.
Yes. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Magpies a call. Make a reservation. Have that Friday night 5-star dinner. You are not going to regret it. It's going to be a big deal.
Yeah,
very, very big deal. Yeah. Coming up next, we're going to wrap up the show right after this on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Before we go any further.
Yes.
Christmas came a little bit early.
Yes.
I wound up getting an extra one of these. That's Rita's book.
Oh, it's Rita's book.
I thought you would like a copy of it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love it. Uh-oh. Did you just coin me?
That's Zachary's canine coin.
Yes.
For Aspen.
I got to give you money for this because I ordered one from
him. Well, you can buy it from him.
Yeah.
That's a gift
from
Amy and I. So, yeah.
How cute is this? It's shaped like a bone with a bite taken out of it.
It's a really cool coin. One of the coolest that I have in my collection, and I got a lot of coins.
For sure.
And then if you look at the edge of it, it's got the names of their retired dogs. Aries and Brutus. Aries is a dog that Zachary babysat for. That's what got him into the K&N program.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think they're all passed away now. But it's a really cool coin, and it is its sole purpose is to raise money for the canine program.
This is cool. Thank you so much. This is awesome.
Yeah.
You know I love these coins, but this is just very special.
It is.
Although I have to say that I have noticed that Jackson is not mentioned anywhere on this thing.
Jackson is neither a police officer or a dog. But we work him like a dog sometimes.
And he's probably going to be a police officer.
Probably, yeah.
I think we got that started. You know what? Jackson has that compassionate attitude.
Yeah.
You know, like Jackson does not immediately say something. He thinks about it.
Well, and he's got a good BS alarm too.
Yeah. And so I really think that he'll do something in law enforcement or whatever, but
I think you're probably right, but whatever he does, I think he's going to excel at it. And
of course.
As long as he's happy.
Hello. Yeah.
And he's not doing anything illegal, I'm totally cool with it. Right. Oh, yeah. He'll be fine.
He's going to be happy, and he's going to make others happy because he also has a great sense of humor. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but just to throw it out there, if anyone's interested in purchasing one of these coins to help out the canine program in Mount Pleasant, you can contact the Mount Pleasant Police Department. They're $20 a piece. And the more they sell, the more they'll have available to sell.
Right.
So if that's something you're into, they'd really appreciate you buying one.
I love it.
Yeah,
Thank you for this, by the way. And the book.
You're
I read one, but I didn't read this one. I read
that's
the other
her
one.
Second one.
Yeah, I read the first one. So I got to read this.
I've started
read
it.
This. Yeah. Yeah. I know you're not a reader. You don't sit still.
Very well. I get like a chapter or two in, and it's like, oh, I got so much stuff to do.
Right.
And then when I pick it up again a month later.
You forget what you've read and you got to start over.
I got to start all over
again. So you
read
the first two chapters like six times.
And then you're stuck. Yeah. And then I take it with me to like, I don't know, Europe and don't even take it out of my bag.
Well, you knew when you went there you weren't going to be sitting.
Well, I watched movies and I had Ali serving me beer.
Right. Why would you
other
read?
And fun things.
Right. If you just go to the Mount Pleasant Police Department on Facebook, mm-hmm. it has it, or I think, doesn't Canine...
Aspen, Aspen has a Facebook page also.
Yeah, I think it's Canine Aspen Mount Pleasant or something like that. But if you search Facebook, you'll find it, and Zach has it on there how you can order these. But you have to go look at it because these are super cool. They're shaped like a bone with a bite out of them. It's not a round coin like the other ones. And, you know, a lot of them are shaped differently, but this is just very cool.
Yeah, it's very unique. I've never seen one like it.
Yeah.
And it's professionally made, but Zachary designed it himself. Mm-hmm. So, which to me, I got to be heavily involved in our first two coins in Lake Geneva.
Right.
Designing those. And it's cool that he did this all by himself.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah. He did a great job on it.
Look at him. He's all grown up.
Scary, ain't it?
Little Zach. I'm just kidding.
A couple years ago.
Speaking of a police department, fire department, first responders and stuff, the annual Christmas tree challenge between the Lake Geneva Police Department and the Lake Geneva Fire Department has started on Facebook. We all put up trees at the museum, and they have put their trees up, and they have started their Facebook wars. The Lake Geneva PD the other day, I had to text the chief and say, oh, my gosh, this. And he said, we're just getting started.
Oh, yeah.
They posted something about the Christmas tree to the fire department, you know, and basically they ended this post with hashtag rain does your job.
Right. Yeah, and the fire department is never going to beat the police department in Bander.
Oh, my God.
Not going to happen.
I don't know. They're pretty good.
Well, they spend a lot of time sleeping, and they miss most of the good stuff. Our police department, they're up 24/7. You know, they're constantly working. There's no napping. There's no, you know, practicing dragging their hose or making lunch or anything. They're working. I would assume. I mean, I know nothing about this.
I'm going to have to get somebody from the fire department in here to...
Well, you better have the finger on the bleeper because that'll get fun. But yeah, yeah, that would be, that would, I would invite that.
Well, I would highly recommend getting down to the Lake Geneva Museum.
Oh, definitely.
Bunches of us put up these trees, and it's awesome. Somebody up, I don't know, the girls put our tree up.
Part of the bunches of us?
Part of the bunch of, yeah, tons of us. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm saying.
Who did
Anthony
that tree?
Threw
the bunches.
Me off.
That's the bunches tree.
Now I really want to go live in a barrel.
I can't wait.
My
that
trailer.
Sounds like so much fun.
Well, you know what? Like I said, you take a blanket. Well, like he said, though, it, you know, they're pretty warm. Pretty warm.
Yeah, he used to tell me 80 degrees or something.
Yeah.
And sitting in your T-shirt.
Yeah, and so Amy will love it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she complains about the house being hot all the time.
I was going to say, actually, 80 degrees is a little less than she's used to. She might be cold.
Oh, my God. Our house is not 80 degrees.
It's 86
all
degrees.
The time. It's gotten up there a couple times.
I've pinpointed 86 degrees, and that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, remember last week when it warmed up? I think it was like Monday night?
Yeah.
It got warmer as
it
the
did.
Night went on. Well, it was... I thought it was going to get cold, so I had a good fire going.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And we got up throughout the night, and the front door was open. The sliding door was open. The windows were open. It got a little warm. We like it cold when we sleep, so... Mm-hmm. Our bedroom window was cracked open, you know, so they got that nice cool air coming in. And that's not during the summer, of course, but from fall to spring.
Yeah.
Got a little.
Because it did. I took the dogs out and was surprised.
Yeah.
In like 2 hours, it got super mild.
When I got up, I'm like, what the
Holy
heck
crap.
Is going on?
Yeah.
And I checked our weather station. I was like, oh, my God. It was almost 60 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a fire going. That's not good. That's dehydration
it's
weather
175
right there.
Degrees
yep.
in your
went
house.
Went to bed and had heat stroke. Again.
Amy woke up. She was tan. I don't know how this happened.
Oh,
anyway.
Weird.
Listen, I think that people, including stories on the front page of the local
rag
media, I think that people need to calm down about the change in the administration. The first reason is that there was a very direct and substantial message sent with this election
mm-hmm.
about the majority of Americans and how they feel about the direction this country was going.
Without question.
Right. So we all sat back over the last 4 years and watched what was happening. And now it's time for other people to sit back and watch what happens. And Donald Trump is not against veterans. He's not going to take away Medicare, Medicaid, whatever.
No. Social Security, none of it.
Absolutely none of that. Here's what you're seeing more of, and maybe the media will finally figure this out, or maybe people have finally figured this out.
I think people will figure it out, not the
media. Yeah, the media is never going to figure it out. You know, you take pieces of a sentence or parts of a story, mm-hmm. and you gaslight that to the American people, and you just keep saying it over and over again. Eventually, people think it's true. Okay? There was more, far, far more to the story of John McCain and Donald Trump's argument and why they were insulting each other.
Right. That went both ways.
Okay. And, you know, that was a long time ago. The Democrats said, well, Kamala Harris had changed and she's pivoted or she's changed, you know, after serving and all this. Okay. Well, you know what? Donald Trump learned a lot, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to see
a different Donald
Trump.
The difference between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris is that Donald Trump learned more.
Oh,
and Kamala Harris learned nothing. Neither did the media. Neither did people who think that they're going to look at Donald Trump or his administration and say, I don't care what you say, we're not doing that. Like these cities who have labeled themselves as
sanctuary cities
who will suffer the consequences from that, both financially, criminally.
Mm-hmm. There was a governor, and I cannot think of her name or state right now.
New York.
But she had said, not on my watch. Was mm-hmm. that New York? Yeah.
Oh, no, there was a mayor of the mayor in Boston, I think.
Oh, Okay. Anyhow.
Dark-haired girl.
Going to protect all the illegal aliens.
Right.
Immigrants.
Right. Now, here's the thing. Again, you have to listen or read all the words in order to get the story. But Donald Trump doesn't want to deport, you know, people who are getting in the United States.
Doing it legally.
Through the door.
Right.
And not climbing in the window. Okay. So the moment, please understand, the moment you set foot in this country without properly, again, going through the door, you've committed a crime.
Yeah, it makes you a criminal.
Period.
People hear criminal and they think rapist, murderer, something like that. That's not what we're, that's not what he's saying. That's not what I think it is. I think a criminal is someone who did a criminal act.
Right.
And it could be a simple thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're here under the title of illegal immigrant, just being an illegal immigrant makes you a criminal.
Right.
And you should leave and come back the proper way. That's just the way it is. If I try to go to Mexico or any other country, I got to do the same thing.
Right.
And their laws are way stricter than ours.
Right.
So what's the problem?
He's talking about first rounding up the people that we know are dangerous to society.
The true criminals.
Right. Okay. The moms and the kids and the and victims and things like that. Those are not, you know, you're not going to, you know, we're not looking for a bunch of car seats to put on the bus. Okay. It's the criminals. It's, you know, we know that these women and children and young people and stuff are fleeing from the very people that Trump wants to deport. Okay, they're fleeing their own countries to get away from these people. And then we let those nasty people in right behind
them. And then
so we did not provide them with a safe place.
Right, and our own citizens are becoming victims of them.
Right. You know, to continue to fearmonger and to continue to stoke the fire of disruption. Again, you go back to this Eric Hovde commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I am 100% against abortion. That was not the whole sentence.
No.
Okay. I think the media, I think they know damn well that they helped screw this up.
Yeah, because it went over the top.
Uh-huh. But I don't think that they'll stop.
No.
And so everybody needs to just relax for a minute,
right.
Okay? Your life isn't over. As a matter of fact, if you just wait and give it a minute, you're going to have more control over your life. It is not the government's job to take care of you.
Certainly isn't.
It is their job to get out of your way.
Yeah. And if it was their job to take care of us, God,
oh my
help
God.
Us. They screw up everything they do.
Everything. The government shouldn't be the largest employer in the country.
No. It shouldn't.
No. The small businesses should be the largest employers in the country.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just...
That's what keeps the country going.
But this, oh, woe is me, and how do you, you know, why are you disrespecting veterans, and why are you doing this? None of that's happening.
That's all lies.
You're not listening to A, the right people, or B, at all.
Or you're not
seeing
if
this is how you think.
Right.
Or you're not seeing through it.
The smoke screen.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is.
Well, yeah, it's...
You know... If you watch, truly watch, a president walk out on stage, George W. Bush would walk out on stage, a crowd would go crazy.
Yep.
Clinton, yeah, kinda. When Obama walked out, they clapped.
Mm-hmm.
When Trump walked out, they went crazy.
They freak out.
Yeah.
Right.
Biden walk out, they clap.
Mm-hmm.
The military is not supporting the commander-in-chief. You can tell that by the way they're reacting to them.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you volumes, because of what is happening to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just common sense and look at what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I am really happy with his pick of Sean Duffy to replace Pete Buttigieg for transportation secretary.
Okay.
He is another get things done guy. He's from here in Wisconsin. He was working on Fox News. His wife does Fox News in the morning.
Okay.
On the weekends. But of course, he has to immediately resign when you're appointed to something like that.
Sure.
So That was a very, very, I think you'll see a big difference in the attitude and the expenditures towards infrastructure.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, rather than spending billions of dollars on these charging stations for EVs that never got built, you know, that that money should have gone to, roads and bridges. Right. And
or maybe
airports.
A pole barn to store all these damn barrels in.
Yeah, build a pole barn in Wisconsin so the barrels don't have to be on the road the whole year. You know, again, it goes back to parenting the country, right? We can't help anybody else unless we are thriving, and we are not thriving. I don't care where you look. I don't care what you try to say. We are not thriving.
Mm-mm.
And so once we start thriving again, everybody will be lifted up because we will be able to, number one, afford to lift everybody up. But number two, everybody will be, everything works together better. When everybody's struggling, we can't partner because one person could bring the other one down. One business could bring the other one down. One charity could bring, when we're all struggling, that's a really big challenge.
Yeah.
When we're not struggling, we easily can combine and help more people or do more things or raise more money or you know, accomplish bigger things.
Right.
So.
Well, and this, just your stress level is going to go down. I mean, how many people are going through a grocery store right now with a wants and needs list?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would really like to get that $4 box of Nutty Bars,
mm-hmm.
but I can't afford that. We need
Two gallons of milk. We need feed. Right.
Food or meat or,
yeah.
Milk, whatever. And that shouldn't happen in a grocery store.
Nope.
Preaching to the choir, but I am absolutely floored on how ridiculous these prices have gotten. $12 for a 12-pack of soda? Kidding
me? Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's, you know, I remember that box of Nutty Bars when my kids were little. It was 99 cents.
Yeah.
And it's not even when my kids were little.
No.
It was 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, and now it's, you know.
Right.
For just the little smaller pack, it's $3 or $4. And it's, I don't know.
They blame everything on COVID. This all started with COVID. This all started with Biden shutting down the pipeline his very first day in office. If you think back, and mm-hmm. the two coincided, no doubt about it. But prices started to go up when all the prices started to go up when gas started to go up. Gas started to go up not because more people were driving, but because the pipeline was shut down.
Right.
It was immediate.
Right.
That's why if you remember all those stickers with Biden standing there with his finger pointed, I did that on gas pumps
uh-huh.
all over this country. There's a reason those stickers were there. And he did do that.
Yes, he did.
So we drill, baby, drill, and open that pipeline back up, and I think we'll see, fingers crossed, see everything starting to come back down to an affordable place again.
It's like we talked about last week, fuel, right off the bat. Number one reason prices go up, period. End of story.
That's what keeps
number
us
one.
Going.
Yeah. Because everything has to be moved somewhere. Everything.
Yeah.
I just don't know how some families are doing it. I just really don't know
don't
how
either.
Families are doing it. And so, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And so, you know, stop the scariness. Stop, you know, berating the people also that made the statement that we wanted change.
Right.
That we didn't want this to continue.
Just stop hating.
Right.
And just stop hating. I'm so tired of hearing, I just hate him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't you like Donald Trump? Because I hate him.
Why?
All right. Well, that's an intelligent
response.
What did
he do to you?
Yeah. I didn't care for Biden or his incomplete administration.
Right.
I didn't trust them. I didn't like what they were doing. I didn't like what they did to my country, but I never hated them.
Right.
I don't know them to hate
Well, as a matter of fact, how many times have we said we actually kind of feel bad for him because he should have never been put in that position. Of course, when they mention his presidency,
he's going to say, I was.
I know. Poor guy.
I shouldn't say that.
Clueless.
That was horrible. I can't believe I said that.
Here's another thing. I 150% believe that both him and Jill Biden voted for Trump. I absolutely do.
You could be right. There's a lot of people.
Listen.
A lot of Democrats voted for Biden or for Trump.
They absolutely did. And there is so much tension in the White House right now. Because of ousting him, because of Kamala just running the worst. Okay, just think about this. She spent $1 billion on this campaign, and she came out of it $20 million in debt.
Yeah.
Trump did not have to pay one person to stump for him. Not one.
Right.
She paid Oprah, Beyonce, all these other people. The Reverend Al Sharpton.
Al don't open his mouth for free.
I mean.
Yeah.
Right? That's the first thing she did was went $20 million in debt with her campaign.
Wow. Yeah, I had heard that too.
This is not somebody that is fiscally responsible or aware of how to be fiscally responsible.
Well, you know, she shot herself in the foot with her statements of, I would change nothing.
I know.
From the Biden administration.
Poor
Sunny
Helsing
on
the border. Poor that Sunny girl on The View.
Yeah.
Well, what would you change? Oh, I can't think of anything. Nothing. And it was played every 5 minutes across the country. Like, she's partly responsible.
Maybe she's on our side. Maybe she voted for Donald Trump also.
No, I don't think so. But she is set. You know, I was really hoping for a different answer. Like, I didn't mean to cause that kind of, like, that's not, I was really hoping for a good answer.
Yeah.
And then when she said that, it was like too late. Like,
right.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
shots been fired.
Okay. I guess you wouldn't do anything different. So just please, everybody calm down. I have a friend that's a therapist, and she said that, I said, how many people have you had to talk off the ledge this week? And she's like, I have said everything is going to be okay no less than 50 times. Like, it's fine. It's going to be fine. You're not having your rights taken away. As a matter of fact, just give it a minute. You might have even more freedom than you had before.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
But just stop it. Okay? Just stop it.
Difference between this election and the one 4 years ago is 4 years ago, I went out and stockpiled on gas and canned goods and stuff we knew was going to go up.
Right.
And it's a good thing that we did.
Right.
Because as we all know, wow, did it go up.
Right.
This time, I'm not doing anything.
Nope.
I'm just business as usual.
Listen, the confidence in business owners and investors and things is going to be, well, it's already through the roof, but it's going to skyrocket even more once he gets inaugurated.
Yeah.
So I just...
Well, change has already started, and he's not even in the seat yet. So that's
positive. I can tell you that. So there's some foreign leaders that are certainly a little bit more nervous than they were, or they have been over the last 4 years. So that's good.
Yep.
That's good.
This reminds me of when Ronald Reagan beat Jimmy Carter, because Iran had taken all those American hostages and would not give them up. It's like,
nope.
They had them for over a year.
Yep.
It's like 500 days or something, wasn't it? It was a long time.
Yep.
And Reagan was announced the winner, and they said, you can have them back.
Uh-huh.
They didn't want to mess with them.
Well, Trump's going to bankrupt all the terrorists, so that's how he does it. He doesn't have to kill you. He just makes you want to be dead.
Hopefully Russia doesn't go start using nukes on Ukraine. Thanks, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
That worries me.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sweden sent out something like 5 million pamphlets on how to prepare for nuclear war.
Well, that's good of them.
Uh-huh. To their residents. That's how nervous they are.
I don't blame them. We're a long ways away, and I'm worried about it.
Right. Just give them a minute, okay? Just give the whole cabinet some time to get settled in January and begin to try and move the country forward. We all know where we need to go. The difference of opinion is how we get there.
Correct.
So just hold on a minute. You might find that, hey, this is super beneficial.
Yeah, this actually works.
This actually works. Have a good weekend. Our time is up.
I will get back in the woods.
Oh, I know. I can't believe you're not out the door already.
Well, kind of keep moving towards it.
I know you do. I noticed your chair.
Long cord on this mic.
Right. Coming up, more music right here on Lake.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving is Thursday. I forgot.
It is. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Yes.
Find something to be thankful for. I know what I'm thankful for.
Hunting?
No.
Tree stands?
No, family, direction of the country.
Ah, yeah.
Then, you know, hunting and everything.
Right. And everything.
I'm in a great spot. I'm happy.
You're in a pretty good spot.
I am. No complaints.
Me too. Coming up next, more music right here on Lake 96.1. Have a good Sunday and a happy Thanksgiving.